And the wonderful elbow there with One Day Like This. And that was on Beth's request there. For I asked her what she'd like for a Friday afternoon. And good afternoon, Beth.
Hi, Alex.
And you're from Cambridge Community Arts. Could you first tell us all about it? Because people that may not know what it does and what it, exactly, carry on.
sure. So Cambridge Community Arts was founded 5 years ago now.
And you just celebrated your birthday, I believe?
We did. We have had a fifth birthday party, lovely, which was lovely. We celebrated with past learners and staff. It was a really wonderful evening. So we're underpinned by our belief that being creative helps us feel better. So we want to provide opportunities for people to be creative in a safe and supportive environment, so they can improve their mental health and well-being. So mostly we are targeting our courses to people with experience of mental ill health or physical disability or people managing long-term health conditions, and we're providing a space for them to come and explore themselves as artists, whether that be a photographer, an actor, a musician, a producer. You know, we're talking all across the arts here.
But also, they don't have to have had any experience of these things if they just feel like they'd like to try becoming one of these art forms.
Of course, so, yeah, absolutely. Most of our courses are suitable for complete beginners, so you don't have to have any experience. The only course that's a slight exception to that would be music for performance, where you need to have a little bit of ability on an instrument or singing.
So, you could use your voice as the instrument.
You can indeed, yeah. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. So you've been going 5 years, but I think we were just talking off air, you were going from strength to strength. So you started with, I'm guessing, a few courses, and you're sort of expanded every year, and you've even got now follow-on kind of courses effectively. So do you want to sort of talk about what where should we start? Should we start with the different courses there are?
Sure. And then, we run short courses and long courses. So we do short 8-week courses, which are kind of a bit more informal, and they vary in art forms from, for example, we've done things with dance, we've done creative art, digital art, guitar for beginners, intermediate guitar, creative writing, and so on. And we also do year-long courses, and the year-long courses meet weekly from September through to July. For 3 hours a week, and they lead to a level 2 qualification, and we work in partnership with Cambridge Regional College to offer those.
Yeah, so they're real, you know, genuine courses, so people can maybe do the short course, I'm thinking, and then if they're feeling a little bit anxious, to start with one of the short courses, then move on to longer courses.
Yeah,
but can you only start at certain times of the year?
So short courses come up termly, so there'll be a program for those throughout the year, autumn, spring and summer. With the long courses, we do offer a 6-week free trial period.
That's a good idea.
It can be a little bit daunting to sign up for something for a year, especially if you're new to Cambridge Community Arts, you don't know us yet. So you can sign up to do a course and do that first 6 weeks without any obligation to commit to the rest of that course. But in most cases, we're pretty sure that you'll enjoy yourself and in that 6 weeks, improve your confidence and skills, and you'll want to continue for the year.
Oh, that's a really, I've not heard of that before. That's a really good way of doing it. Mm. Yeah, so, and where do these courses take place?
So we work in community centres in Cambridge and newly out in Fenland. So we've been working out in Fenland since January 2018, and this year we're taking our accredited programme there for the first time. So we work in, for example, Arbury Community Centre, St Philip's Community Centre, Ross Street, the Meadows Community Centre.
Street. All very easily accessible around
exactly.
Cambridge.
Exactly. We try and keep things accessible for people on public transport or parking for those that drive.
And is one course at one place? You don't duplicate a different different community centres?
No, exactly. So, for example, this year for the accredited programme in Cambridge, we're offering creative digital art. That will be at Buchan Street Neighbourhood Centre. We've got drawing and mixed media, that will be at Arbury Community Centre. Drama and music for performance will be at St Philip's Community Centre.
Everyone knows each week where they're going.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. And when are these starting?
So courses start of the week of the 9th of September. And so we're open for people to express their interest in a course now. So the process to do that, you would fill in a form. You can either do that on paper. So at the back of our programme, there's a form to fill in there, and you can post it back to us, or you can do it online via our website.
And what's your website?
It's camcomarts.org.uk.
So camcom, is that with two M's or one?
It is CAMCOMM.
Yeah.
arts.org.uk.
Okay. Yeah. Just because, you know, you come off and think, oh, hang on a minute, which bit of that? But I'm sure if you Googled Cambridge Community Arts, you could find it too.
Yeah, you'd find us, and you'd find us on Facebook.
And each course, does it last a morning, an afternoon?
So they're 3-hour sessions, okay. And most of this programme is in the afternoon.
And weekly?
Yeah, weekly. And we have, you know, breaks for Christmas and Easter and so on.
Excellent.
Like a
school and term. So you were telling me that also that what these courses, so they are open to everyone, but there's a kind of, you can get a much better, you get it, what's the word, they're discounted quite heavily for anyone that has how would you describe it?
So the course cost, if you're on a means-tested benefit or on a low income, then you'd be eligible for the reduced course cost, which would be £145 for the year. And that you can pay that in instalments across the year, so you don't have to pay that all at once. And if you're not on a means-tested benefit or on low income, then it's significantly higher.
And basically, if anyone else out there is interested, you are very welcome to come along and try and come along
you
and do these courses too.
You are very welcome to express your interest. We do give priority to those people with a health condition or a disability.
Right, if they're full up, then you'd have to go on the waiting list or whatever.
Exactly.
You do have some open days coming up to come and listen, hear about these courses. Could you...
We do, yeah.
So
the open days are a really nice way to get to meet us. Mm-hmm. And you also get to meet some learners that have done the courses before.
Oh, nice.
So I can tell you that people's confidence improves, that people's mental health improves, that people feel more connected to their community after doing a course with us. But actually, it's far better if you hear that from a learner.
Yes, someone's done it. Yeah.
So you can do that by coming along to one of our open days. So we've got... Tuesday the 9th of July between 1 and 4 p.m. you can drop in between those times to Arbury Community Centre on Campkin Road, or on Friday the 12th we'll be in March and Wisbeach.
Okay, so that's for those a little bit further afield, but someone might know somebody that might be interested.
Exactly.
So obviously they could get, if anyone's listening that knows people in that area, to let them know. What was going to be my other question? So you mentioned about learners. Now, have some of the learners gone on to become volunteers or work with you?
Exactly. Yes, uh-huh. Thank you. Yeah, so quite often... learners will express interest in continuing to be involved with us, and one of the ways that they can do that is to volunteer on a course, because we work in small groups, so there's only 10 people on any one course, and we have a tutor who is an artist themselves. So our tutors are people who are really experts in their field, whether they be exhibiting artists or photographers or music producers, as well as, you know, having the ability to teach, they just have this enthusiasm and this
love, their passion is that already
from what they're doing, and they can share that. But they are supported by a volunteer who ideally has a bit of art form experience as well, and has the confidence to provide support to others. So we've had learners come back to volunteer with us, who have then gone on to do some teacher training and have become teachers for us.
Amazing.
As well.
Amazing, that's brilliant. And if someone was actually just interested in helping, volunteering, that they've got, they are of an artistic bent, and mm-hmm. they have a bit of time, should they get in touch with you, or just contact?
Yes, please, get in touch with me. We'll be looking for lots of volunteers for the programme for next year,
long
course programme and our short course programme that will be coming out a bit later in the year as well.
And you were just saying there's a new course that you started, The Next Steps, is that right?
So it's a new aspect of what the provision we've got. So as I mentioned, we had learners who came to us who wanted to progress on to perhaps towards further training or to work. So we were kind of providing that informally, and we realised actually that we were building up very good relationships with our learners, and that therefore we could be able to use that good relationship to then support people onto their further next steps. So we've got Next Steps programme.
So that's a whole new thing that's added on, that, you know,
exactly.
Since you've been growing, isn't it?
Yeah, so we've have been running that for about the past year, so people can come along, and they're part of that is a course offer. So if you're an artist who's interested in selling their work, there's an 8-week short course on
business aspects of it.
Exactly. Look, yeah, that's great. Look at that, yeah. And things like what would that mean for benefits? Because a lot of people who are working with aren't in work and receipt of benefits, and there can be a lot of fear, a lot of misunderstanding about what happens if I do earn some money and with the impact on that benefit. So that course looks at, you know, where
all the practical aspects of of moving on to the next stage.
Exactly.
And I guess things like, you know, where do you get your work printed, or how, you know, do you offer it framed, on how do you mount, you know, all that
stuff. Exactly. Am I going to be selling stuff online, or am I going to be going to art fairs, and you know, those things. But Christine can also then work individually, one to one, with people to identify where is it I want to get to. You know, if it's towards work, okay, what do you want to do, and what are the steps to get there? And she can support with that, whether that be kind of coaching for interviewing, or identifying courses, filling in applications.
Because interview practice is really a good thing, isn't it? You know, because that will cut out a lot of nerves, just of the fear of the unknown, isn't it? You know,
absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant! That sounds so. And you can do that separately as a course. You don't have to have done on one of your previous courses.
No, that program is for people who have done. Okay,
enough. Yeah. Okay, but that sounds great as well. Mm-hmm. Okay, then. Well, thank you very much, Beth. That's been really interesting.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. And so your website, for one more time, is
CamComArt. So CamComArts.org.uk. You can also find us on Facebook. And our open day again is in Cambridge, 1 till 4 on Tuesday, the 9th of July, at Arbury Community Centre.
That's brilliant. Thanks very much.